Hello, welcome to another member podcast on AboveTopSecret.com. This is True American, your friendly partisan to the truth. And I wanted to have start this podcast unscripted, of course. Kind of better that way, you know? Just anything can happen. Like, what's this book? Oh my God. The Magic Power of Witchcraft. Weird. I don't know, man. Anyway, moving right along to the subject, I had some thoughts about meditation. And I wanted to find out what you kind people are doing with it, specifically. And your methods and manners of achieving a state of meditation, as opposed to the definition of meditation and all the literature that's available on it. We've all got access to that, and I think we don't need to belabor the point. Anybody can do a quick search on Google for meditation, and I think you'll find ample literature, or hell, do a search on ATS, better yet. Let's keep it in the house, folks. Anyway, right to the point, one of the best things that meditation has helped me do, it's kind of obvious, I guess, but sleep. And yes, I do more with it. Don't lose faith in me yet here, folks. But sleep is a real easy thing to achieve once you know how to meditate. And I don't know if any of you haven't tried it that are listening to this podcast. I, among many others here, would recommend it highly. Once you learn how to meditate and it's time to go to sleep and, you know, you're sitting there with your mind racing trying to get to sleep and you lose that 15, 20, 50, 40 minutes just trying to get to sleep, well, screw that. You can meditate, take your mind to a blank state, and from there go into sleep very quickly because you're already kind of sleepy. So when you put your mind in that state, it sort of just automatically, boom, knock you down and you're over and out like a light. But, so that's one thing. Recommend it highly. Anybody want to try it that's losing some sleep? The next thing, I guess, would be to get into how you're using meditation as a platform to launch other events, maybe, such as astral projection or out-of-body experiences, communication with other entities, possibly. You see, meditation, as we know, it can be used as a platform for a lot of different things. And some might even say hypnosis is tied to it in a certain way. But I think what we're getting at here is that when we meditate and go into that state, that's where I really want to talk about what actually happens when you achieve that state of and I guess that state's different for every a lot of people, depending on what they're doing with it. But when you achieve that state, and in my case, that state I understand to be what I prefer, which is blanking of the mind, where there are no words, and you're pretty much just existing and tapping into other things that are here with us, tapping into your subconscious. Some people call it the subconscious, I tend to think of it more, I guess, as the universal conscience, I suppose. But yeah, it's deep. We're getting into some heavy stuff, and I hope you guys don't think I'm a total idiot after this, but because I don't think I am. But it's fun to do this stuff, and not only fun, highly rewarding. I'll talk about one aspect that I have experience with, one aspect of meditation, that is, and that is the use of meditation as a platform to launch visualization. And visualization is an interesting subject in itself, and I'm sure, you know, many of you know what it is. I had a thread that maybe if anybody wants to look at, that deals with it and an actual experience that came from it. And it's an old thread. You can dig it up in the paranormal forums on ATS, called Visualization in the Bingo Hall Game. And there was a kind of a discussion that ensued, you know, and some great input on that and back and forth. And it was just a good thread. I like that thread out of all the stuff that's happened here to me on ATS anyway. But as a platform for visualization, meditation, in my view, is critical. Visualization can really help you obtain things for your life, and affect circumstance around you for sure, even to the point of people you meet, things that you want to own, and other good things too. One of the other interesting things that you can use visualization for is to help people. It doesn't necessarily, you know, a lot of people can't grasp these concepts, and they're just really not cut out for it. And so rather than try to, you know, bring them in or try to get them to, you know, think the way you do about it, sometimes it's better to just, you know, acknowledge that little fact and instead just try to help them in another way. And that is specifically to take and actually use what your knowledge and your ability to do these things to help other people in various ways, through the use of visualization, which is, you know, tied to, of course, meditation, because it takes meditation, in my opinion, to get you there. But further on that note, I'd like to mention some examples, because you never know, I might just say something that'll spark somebody's interest and go think for 1 second, oh man, yeah, that's right, I can do this, and yeah, I do have a friend that I know needs help. You know, wouldn't it be cool, you know, if I just, instead of thinking of myself for once, I get, you know, thought of someone else and use this ability to help them. And so, you know, it could be a friend that's sick. You might visualize them up and about and being well. Somebody who, you know, is real bad financial situation, you know, visualize them finding a job or coming into some money or, you know, this kind of thing. You know, and so many other ways that you can be positive and use these abilities, these newly found abilities that we're all learning about that seem to be present in the human race, don't necessarily just have to be used for self, I guess is my point. And I think it's good to point that out. And if I just affect one person by saying that and make them do something good for somebody else just by saying that, then hey, I think I've done something good here. But back to meditation, and that was one platform I wanted to talk about, was visualization as something. The next thing, I guess, would be the use of it for astral projections and out-of-body experiences. And whoa, this is a deep subject. And you know, some people are going to be listening to this going, what is this guy, a freak, kook, you know, whatever. Well, I might be. Like I think Magic said in one of his podcasts, disclaimers out the wazoo here. You know, but, which was funny, Magic, that was cute. Anyway, meditation and the blanking of the mind is an excellent platform to use as, and from what I've heard and read, pretty much the only platform that you're going to be able to experience such as an astral projection or out-of-body experience with. Again, it takes, you know, blanking the mind, getting it clear, and then from that point, you know, there's different sort of methods. You know, one method sees a rope hanging down. The other method, you know, sees you lifting yourself slowly out, starting from your feet and then working your way up your legs and up your hands. And you slowly lift yourself out of your body once you're in that state. My experience with it is actually pretty limited, I must say. I've actually achieved it twice. And what I saw was overwhelming enough for me to kind of just crawl back into my hole, if you will. So I'm a little tentative still, but I'm real curious about anybody else who wants to weigh in here with a podcast and talk about their experience and what they experienced when they did it. Because I saw some things that I think, I don't know that I really want to get into in this podcast. I'm just trying to generate some conversation, and I think I'll leave it at that. There's two platforms that I use or have used it for, meditation, and please weigh in. Magic, hopefully, I'm sure you'll have some thoughts on it. Paul Richard, man, I was sorry that Paul couldn't get his podcast up there. And that's why I jumped right in to try to help him, because, he sounds like he's, got some interesting, that whole thing that we were talking about. The post, I've read most of it, but haven't gotten to read all of it yet. I am interested, though, in hearing more about that and maybe how meditation ties to the use of that, although I'll probably find out more in the info itself. But anyway, this is True American, your friendly partisan of the truth, signing out with another member podcast on AboveTopSecret.com.